Dimitri, healthy, recovered from whatever ailed him? And
yeah, ready to go.
Have you guys had a bit of sickness going through the
team? I think everybody's running through it, you know, all teams. We've been fortunate that we have, for the most part, had it on off days, and they've recovered quickly from it. But, yeah.
You as well, right?
No, my throat's just messed up. I've got a bit of a cold. I'm fine.
You said there might be an update on Dahlstrom.
Yeah, he's broken a bone in his hand. He's out 6 weeks minimum.
Was that on a shot block?
No. It was just on a, I don't know how to describe it. He came rolling out of the corner. He kind of gapped up on a guy, and it was a kind of a partial hit bump, and his hand just rolled. And that's him telling us because we couldn't really see it on the video.
So you have a guy like Carl Dahlstrom who hadn't played in a while but gets an opportunity now, and that happens. I mean, that really stinks.
You know, what hurts, be it for him and mostly, obviously, but for yourself as well, because you've had to go to the guy a bunch of times, give him the hang in there speech and give him the, hey, work on these things. And you go through the video of the game. I mean, he was giving her like he was wired in and focused and saw it as an opportunity to kind of show. Because he hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity to play here. We've played other guys ahead of him, and that's a bit of a heartbreaker for sure for him.
We talked to Matthew Perreault again, and he's not very happy that nothing came down from the league. Did you hear anything on that end?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Surprised by that?
Just disappointed. You know, really disappointed because the headshots are, I thought that one was clean, like easy to see. Some of these... And take these guys off the hook a little bit. Some of these are hard to figure out the timing of it, right? Players turn at the end. You hear them say the game happens fast. It happens so fast out there. I thought that one was a decision.
Yeah. And we can all see where Matthew's coming from as a guy who's already been concussed once this year on a bad hit.
He's sensitive to it, and rightfully so, but even if he hadn't had an injury, that's not right.
Just last one for me, Paul. Another coach down yesterday, maybe one of the more surprising ones of all. We're going to see the two longest tenured coaches here tomorrow night in you and
really?
And John, yes.
Oh.
By far, actually.
Yeah.
What?
Stay low. Serpentine. Is that movie, The Odd? What was that called, The Odd Fellows? Now I'm old.
Guy like Gerard losing his job, I mean, that just shows that this, it's a really what have you done for me lately league sometimes, right?
Yeah, the only thing qualify all this is none of us know. We don't know the relationship with the players, don't know what's going on in the room, nobody knows. So for me to comment on it, in some ways, you know, like when Pete got fired, you know, I'm not sad for him. Because I know I didn't know it was going to be 30 days. I thought he was going to enjoy the entire month of January. But he's going to be okay, and he's coached a long time in the NHL, so there's not the same kind of concern. And then it's your first job, and you got a young family. He's been around for a while, so and Gerard, the same thing. It's a very painful experience. It's a very personal, yet very public experience, right? It's. I think in truth, it's the best analogy. You're in a marriage, you love the woman, but it's getting a little bit rocky. And then you come home one day and she says, Paul, we're going in a different direction. And there's going to be a press conference in 3 hours. We're going to talk about how great the new husband's going to be. So it's tough, right? You put your heart and soul into it, and then you're out. But Gerard's a good looking man. He'll be all right. No, I've told that story before because I think it's accurate. Like you're passionately committed to your team, right? And this is not a part-time job, and it's not casual. You lose, you think about that right to the puck drops to the next game. You win, it's for you know you're all in, it, completely committed to it, and it goes from 100 miles an hour to zero like that, and it's a lonely experience. I mean, that you go through with your family and your friends, but it's tough. It's not easy. What's makes it easier is if you have enough experience and you've got some quality work, you're probably going to get another chance.
Paul, how would you say your group of defensemen have dealt with the challenges of having played with different guys a lot?
It's just outstanding, right? In their kind of their ability to get off the mat and compete every game. So we have a really unique group back there right now. And every one of them actually has found a way to do what they do really well as their number one thing. So the new guy, Sammy Niku, he's a puck mover, right? He can put the puck on the tape. That's what he's selling. Now, he's not going to kill penalties. And if he gets beat out of the corner physically one-on-one, he's not sitting the bench because of it. But what he did in the last game is he moved the puck very well. And, you know, the other side of that spectrum, you've got, you know, Beteta or Spezza. Those are physical guys, and they're blocking shots, and they've taken some bruises on those blocks. Now, they're not going to move the puck like Sammy, but Sammy's not going to block those shots in battle like those guys. So they kind of brought that mentality. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm selling. And if they all kind of bring their strengths together and we get really good goaltending, it's a pretty good mix back there. And right? I don't know what we're sitting, but I think we're sitting about 13th. That's outstanding for that group, for the inexperience of it. And yes, our goaltender's got a big piece of it, but those guys are rallying for them and battling and blocking shots and doing all the hard things. They're an honest group of men that plays hard.
Paul, what do you remember about your first interaction with Connor Hellebuyck, and what's the most important thing you've learned about him over the course of your time here?
I don't know that I other than hello, you're a goalie, I'll see you at the end of the year. You know, it's not a big interaction. What I've learned is he's a hyper-focused, competitive guy, and he has a real desire to be elite. So he also, you know, kind of drives himself to that. Probably the first goaltender to feel like you're a part of developing. So we got a real young team there for 2 years. We know he's going to take it on the chin, but we kind of pick him over the other two options, over Pavlik and Hutch, because there's clearly a talent level there. And we pulled him, and we threw him back in, and he learned his game, and more importantly, learned the mental part of the game that he's, you know, he's continuing this, defining what he needs to do to be great. But he is an explorer in that. Like, he's inquisitive in what is it that I can do better? How can I change my routine? How can I add to it without being flighty at all? He's not bouncing around to the new craze. He's got a good idea of his game. He's constantly looking now how to make that number one role fit.
Going back to the defense, I mean, I'm sure every team has injuries and every team goes through certain things, but I mean, to have Buffalo now and have the amount of injuries that you have, even right, aside from that, is there any added camaraderie or just
for sure
bonus when it's that ridiculous?
For sure, right? Like, you're looking for silver lining. So we lose basically four of our six from last year. Neil's come in and absolutely solidified one of those holes for sure. But the rest of those guys walk in the room going, you know, Ray Bourque's not here. I'm as good as the rest of these guys. And they all kind of support each other in that. And they do rally around each other. It was like the third, fourth day of training camp, right? Tony Beteta stops Mark Scheifele and he starts beaking him about it. And everybody's kind of looking around. And that's the way it used to be. All the guys wearing red sweaters in practice, when they knocked a puck down, stopped a rush, they were cheering for each other. They became their own little team with their goaltender too. So for sure, there's something going on there.